The trade deadline has come and gone, and the Broncos acquired two-time Pro Bowl tight end Vernon Davis. Hello and welcome to Elway Access. I'm Phil Milani. And as always, I'm joined by John Elway. And John, you got Davis, but there was some other talk about maybe going after another player. How do you feel like the trade deadline went?
You know, we're real excited to have Vernon. We really think he's going to add something to our offense. He's a great deep threat, got great speed, got a lot of experience, good leadership qualities. And so we really think he's really going to add a lot of value to our offensive side. So we're thrilled to have Vernon, and we're thrilled it worked out.
Well, that's good. Davis will be coming to a Broncos offense that is coming off its best game of the season. Had 16 plays of 15 yards or more, just the first team to do that in the last 3 years. Where did that come from?
Well, I mean, I think it just takes a while. We knew it was going to take a while to gel. Unfortunately, we gelled at the right time against a very good football team in the Packers, and defense obviously had a tremendous game again. So it's nice to see it come together. Obviously, we still have a lot of improvement, but it was nice to be able to have that type of game on Sunday night against a very good football team.
Okay, well, when we come back on LA Access, we'll talk about some frustrating news for Tyson Brightly.
Guys, Ty's not going to make it back, okay? And it's really hard for me because this kid's tried really hard.
CenturyLink is rolling out 1 gig internet so you can connect to all the Broncos high-speed action.
CenturyLink, home team, home connection.
CenturyLink, partners in speed with the Denver Broncos and Emmanuel Sanders.
Broncos fans, are you connected?
The U.S. Bank FlexPerks Travel Rewards Visa Signature Card. Flex points go farther. Earn more and redeem faster, giving more power to you. Airline tickets start at just 20,000 flex points. Apply today at flexperks.com.
Only NFL Sunday Ticket brings you every game, every Sunday, no matter where you live. Plus, the Red Zone Channel, DirecTV Fantasy Zone, and more. For the ultimate NFL viewing experience, order NFL Sunday Ticket only on DirecTV.
Welcome back to LA Access, and John, we got some bad news on Tyson Brightly heading to the IR. Hoping to get some experience for him this year, but how promising of a future does he still have?
Well, we're really excited for Ty, and he was really doing well for us, and it's sad. I mean, I look at him, and I'm proud of him and the fact that he really tried to come back, and the shoulder was just too bad, and the last thing you want to do is risk getting his future too also. So he has to have some surgery on that, but he made a great, we appreciate him working on trying to get back, but unfortunately it's not going to happen. So we're thrilled that, Ty's going to be with us for a long time. He's got a great career ahead of him.
And while we have you here, I want to ask you about the Colts game. Another tough road matchup. What are your thoughts there?
Well, the Colts play tough at home, and it's always tough for Peyton to go back home. And they're a good football team. And obviously they beat us last year in the first round of the playoffs. And so, and playing them there, they play much better at home. And they had lots of tough fun last night, Monday night against Carolina. But we know we've got our hands full. And from this point on, every game really counts. And so, hopefully we can go back and continue to play like we're playing and get a little bit better.
Okay, well, that's going to do it for us. For John Elway, I'm Phil Milani, and that's been LA Access.